Hey y'all, what's up? It is me, Ramses, from the CC Puzzle Cast and Saturday Morning Squadron.
Hey Stargazers, this is Comey, your comfy vibes and chill astrologer.
Hey guys, this is Lori.
Hi, it's me, Rez.
Hey, this is your girl, Rika. I'm here to wish you a happy holidays.
I want to wish you all a very happy holidays.
Wishing you all a happy holidays.
I hope you have a happy holidays.
Well, whatever you celebrate, hopefully y'all have a good time.
Great. So, happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'll see y'all in 2023.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ancient Anime. I'm your host, Kamen Rider Furry. I'm alone today, just because things didn't quite pan out as expected. I know that we have been talking about doing a Christmas special for a while, but the holidays are just so hard to organize stuff on. It's hard to get people all on the same page. It's hard to get people timed up. People want to spend time with their families. And I just honestly, I guess, didn't prepare it far enough in advance. I guess I should say I didn't prepare. So instead, it's just going to be me talking to you guys for just a little bit about a couple of different things that are going to be happening with the podcast. All of them are going to be positive, I feel like. I don't think anything negative is going to happen in the near future. But I just wanted to talk to everybody a little bit more candidly and a little bit more openly about the podcast and the direction that it's heading in, and reflect a little bit over this past year. So I have been conceptualizing ancient anime for a very, very long time. I've wanted to do podcasting for years. I've just never really had the resources to do so. I bought a mic, I bought a mic stand, I bought a decent laptop, but I never quite really took the leap into doing it. I'm not really sure why. I don't know if I was afraid. I don't know if I just felt like I didn't have enough clout, if you want to call it that, or enough online presence for it to really matter. But one thing that I will say is that creating content makes me happy. It's not the views that make me happy. It's putting the content out. Yeah, I like to see people's reactions to it, and I like to see what other people think of what I've created, but the actual creation process is what makes me happy. And once I realized that, I was really prepared to move forward with that. And I think that the big catalyst of that was me joining the Saint Seiya Cosmocast with Ramses. I just felt like people listened to what I was saying. And I don't mean the audience, I mean the co-hosts. We at the time had a different co-host. She's kind of taken a step back and wished to not be discussed and things like that. So I will be moving on from this topic very quickly. But anyway, when I was with these two individuals, I felt very heard. I felt like my niche interests mattered. And that made me feel amazing. And that was such a great start to this year. And I decided that it's now or never for Ancient Anime. And Ancient Anime premiered in April of this year. And we started off with a weekly format that was pretty fun. And it was actually, I say it was fun, it was actually really stressful keeping up with that schedule, which is part of the reason why we changed it to bi-weekly to give me a little bit more breathing room. It's not that serious. But what really through the wrench in the works was me getting sick in June. In June, I was diagnosed with an intestinal infection that was very close to reaching my bloodstream. And if you know a whole lot about medical science, once you get your bloodstream infected, that's when it gets really, really serious. So I was in a lot of pain. I was still recording Ancient Anime. I was still recording the Cosmocast. I actually had to stop recording an episode of the Cosmocast. We had to stop and scrap it and save it for another day because I was in so much pain that I couldn't talk. That's how bad it got. And so I was finally convinced by my husband to go to the doctor. It was the day after the holiday. It was the day after Memorial Day, I believe, is the May holiday, going right into the beginning of June. And it took us 11 hours to see a doctor. I was there bright and early in the morning, and I didn't get admitted to the hospital until close to midnight. And I stayed in the hospital for 8 days. It was very serious. I'd also had a torn Achilles tendon in my ankle that was unrelated. I'm not the most put together person, I guess is what I should say. But not to be too downer, like I want to get past this part, but I just want to explain that that was awful. And when I came back, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to keep doing ancient anime, just because I had been through so much, and I felt like that maybe I had gotten sick because of the stress. And so I went to some of my friends and I told them I was thinking about quitting doing the podcast, and the reaction was intense, to say the least. So when you hear people on my podcast like Rika, like Lori, Raz, even Ramses, these people that they don't have millions of followers, they're my friends. They're the ones that encouraged me to keep going. They're the reason why this podcast still exists, and I am so thankful about them. And that's thankful for them, I guess I should say. And that's kind of what I wanted to do with this episode, is just kind of talk about some things that I'm thankful about. I'm thankful for, of course, every single person that listens to this podcast. I know this is kind of a rambly episode, so I'm sorry that we don't have a main topic. I will explain in a minute what happened with that and how that all transcribed. But really what it comes down to is I am thankful for every single person that listens, every single person that retweets, every single person that posts about them on whatever social media survives the hellscape that is Twitter imploding at the moment. Anything that you guys do that even you're even thinking of me, I'm so appreciative for. And it's because I really came close to losing everything, and it makes you reflect. And I really think that it really set the tone for season two, which started back in, I believe, September is when we came back. September or October is when we came back. And I just was so excited for the new format. I took a lot of feedback from people. We dropped a lot of the segments and the formality and made it a little bit more organic and fun, and made it a conversation instead of an informative, narrative-driven type of thing. We've really evolved into something I feel like is so completely different from my original idea, but exactly what I didn't even know that I wanted. And it makes me so happy to be able to share that with everybody. So again, thank you for everyone. I hope that we can go into 2023 with this same positive attitude and the same amazing outlook, and keep talking about old, really sus anime. So today we were actually supposed to review a movie. I was going to have Rika on, and we were going to review a movie that I wouldn't necessarily call it a Christmas movie, but it takes place during Christmas. And the main problem is that neither of us had seen it. The landscape of Christmas anime movies is very sparse, to say the least. I really couldn't think of any from my childhood that I was just really into. I mean, I'm not the most holly jolly Christmas person to begin with, but I still couldn't think of anything. I could think of some anime that had Christmas episodes. So one of the ideas that we tossed around, and we may do this next year, is just kind of talking about Christmas anime episodes in general. That could be a fun topic. But we instead decided to talk about Tokyo Godfathers. The problem with that is that, again, neither one of us had seen it. I should have known when I saw Satoshi Kon's name on it that it wasn't going to necessarily be the most uplifting thing that's ever been made. I don't know if you guys know this, but Satoshi Kon is very famous for more bleak and some people would say realistic outlooks on adult life. And this one was no different. I did know the premise of it. I was hoping that it would be a little bit more uplifting than it was. But it's about three homeless people who find a baby that's been abandoned in the trash and band together to go and find this child's mother to find out why she would give up such a precious gift. Sounds wholesome. when you explain the plot, it sounds wholesome. The problem is that it gives a very realistic and hard to watch look of what homeless life was like in Japan in this time period. I believe it was the early 2000s. I could be wrong with that. But it gives a very realistic depiction of how these people lived. And it was very hard to watch. A lot of the terminology that they used was hard to hear as well. It was subtitled, so that it could be up to the translator. Like, the translator maybe could have used a less harsh word, but I don't think that it would have fit the tone of the movie to use less harsh language. They did use the F slur a lot, and it dealt with a lot of heavy topics such as self-harm and, you know, homelessness, starvation, people's judgment towards the lower class, and how most people don't even bat an eye at homeless people unless they smell bad, and then it's, you know, not in a positive light, of course. So it was just a very, very hard movie to watch, and it was not the tone that I wanted to end 2022 on. It just wasn't. And by this point, we had already kind of backed ourselves into a corner, and not to mention that, you know, Rika is a busy woman as well and has lots of things to do. So I couldn't necessarily say, hey, we're going to scrap that idea. By Wednesday, I need you to watch, you know, 5 different anime episodes regarding Christmas. Like, it just wouldn't work, unfortunately. So, again, that might be an idea for next year. But normally, we don't shy away from some of these heavier topics. But it's our last episode. And I wanted to end it on a lighter note. And I just felt like me candidly talking with you guys would be a much lighter note for that to be. So this is just a general Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, Happy whatever you celebrate, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. I'm sure there's plenty of things that I'm just not educated enough about, of holidays and celebrations from all around the world. But I want you all to know that no matter where you're listening to this from, I hope that your end of this year, whatever celebrations you celebrate, are filled with family and light and your friends and anything positive that you can surround yourself with. Pets. I'm going to be spending it with my two dogs that you've probably heard cameo in the background quite a few times, because sometimes it gets really hard to edit them out when they get a little bit yappy in the background. But yeah, just I want you guys to spend it with whoever you love, whatever you love. If it's your bizarre adult collection of dolls like me, the Monster High, G3, every single one that's released so far. Yeah, you could be like me and do that, whatever you want to do. I'm 100% supportive of it. I did want to quickly mention some things that are things to get excited about in 2023. The format is changing ever so slightly. We've always been kind of loose with our interpretation of what, quote, ancient anime is, and it's always been a joke. I've had people get legitimately mad whenever I call something from the 80s ancient. It's a joke. It's most of the people that are, well, I wouldn't say most, a large section of the people that are like super into anime weren't even alive when some of these shows came out. And so they're going to think that they're super old, even though the 80s wasn't really that long ago. I don't want to do the math. Don't put me on the spot. But it wasn't that long ago. And in the 90s, too. But we're going to kind of be a little bit more loose with our interpretation of that and kind of make it more reflective of the guests, because we do have some guests that I would like to invite on that are a little bit younger. Not saying like 18-year-olds or anything, but, you know, like mid-20s or so, that might necessarily not think of something from the 80s as nostalgic because they weren't alive then, or the 90s because they weren't old enough, or maybe even not alive then, to appreciate that. So we're going to start doing some like early 2000s stuff as well, just kind of mix it up and have a little bit of fun. And we did a little bit of an experiment by having a longer format show, and I really liked how that worked out. That was one of my most fun episodes with Comey, talking about Virus Buster Surge. So I would like to do more of that as well. And of course, the elephant in the room was we had our first celebrity guest during season 2, Astrid Aurelia from Dragula and Dragula Titans. That is actually, as of the recording of this, the finale aired today. I'm recording this on Tuesday. And I apologize that I sound really stuffy. I've been battling a cold, which is another reason I didn't want to do a full 2-hour-long episode. But I digress. So yeah, we had our first celebrity guest. We are actually in talks with not just one, but several more celebrity guests, like television personalities and musicians and things like that, that are also tangentially connected to anime and would love to come on and talk about it. And I'm so, so excited for that, to share that with you. I don't want to share any of the details in case things fall through, because it is the new year, and while things tend to be slow in January, which is why I really want to jump on this while I can, it could be a little bit hit and miss trying to coordinate people's schedules when they live on the other side of the country and when we don't have a lot of previous interaction together. So cross your fingers, more celebrity guests. And then also, I wanted to reveal that season two is not concluding with this episode. Season two is just going on a hiatus for a little bit. And what I mean by that is we are not going to be releasing a new episode until probably February. Around February time, I'm going to do some pre-recording and some networking and things during January, but mostly I'm going to be taking a break because we are working on a lot of projects right now, and it's a little bit time consuming, a little bit stressful, and so I want to space out everything so I don't get burnt out on any one particular thing. And plus, I think it would be nice to give some of my new projects a chance to shine, and then bring back ancient anime to complement them, so they or complement each other, really. And what I mean by that is, if you've been listening to the Saint Seiya Cosmocast, that you probably heard that Ramses and I are starting another new podcast. We work together a lot. But Ramses and I were kind of talking about how much we really have this weird nostalgic feeling for the Sailor Moon Deep English dub, and how much we would love to just kind of have an outlet to talk about that publicly with everybody. It's a very divisive dub, to say the least. I would say that it's more nostalgia driven, and you'll find more people closer to my age in their 30s than you will younger people who have had the chance to grow up with the Funimation dub that don't really like the old one. It had its weird things. Molly/Naru had a Brooklyn accent, or like a New Jersey accent or something. I can't remember, one of the two. Both Amy and Luna were British for some reason. You know, it had a lot of choices in it, but it also had a lot of editing choices. It had a lot of skipped episodes. It had a lot of fun stuff. So we really are wanting to go through in small episode chunks. I don't think we've really landed on how many we want to do at a time, but just record like our reactions to going back and watching this period piece, for lack of a better term, that is the 90s Sailor Moon dub. And I think that it's just a culmination of a lot of things that have been going on between, you know, Saint Seiya. The parallels between Saint Seiya and Sailor Moon are insane, how many there are, how many times you can connect the two and have parallels. But also, we've had Saban Moon be unveiled recently. I had a special episode about that. It just seems like the natural progression that we move on and talk about the deep dub. And I'm pretty excited about it. We don't have a set date on that, but it's going to premiere in first quarter of 2023. And I'm super excited about that as well. So you are going to be hearing a lot more of my voice. I hope that is not a negative for you. But yeah, I didn't want to keep this going for too long. I didn't want to ramble on forever and ever. I just wanted to give everybody a quick update on what is going on with the podcast. Again, we honestly did have an episode planned for this week, but it wasn't how I wanted to end 2022. Maybe we'll come back and review this. We've talked about other heavy topics on the podcast before, and it's been just fine. The viewers' reception has been great towards it, but it's not how I personally wanted the year to end. I didn't want to end on a negative note. So I would much rather end on a positive note of all the exciting things that are coming out, and just explaining and expressing how grateful I am for everybody that listens and interacts and wants to be on the show, wants to participate. Our audience is not huge right now. I'm hoping that we keep growing, but we're at a level right now to where I can still respond to everybody and get really in-depth personal feedback from people, and it feels amazing to be where we're at. And I really hope that we continue to grow and develop this project and see how far we can take it and see how many people we can reach and how many memories we can unlock for people. I can't tell you how many reactions have been memory unlocked, you know, when we talk about something that hasn't been mentioned, you know, in the limelight for a while. So that is, it's so fun. This project means so, so much to me. And I'm very glad that everybody that is listening has been so positive. I really hope that 2023 brings everyone as much positivity and as much, you know, light and love as possible. I really, really do. So I want to thank everybody again for listening. And I look forward to seeing you all again in February with some new and exciting information. And episodes and all that kind of stuff. Please remember to that if you want to keep up with when we're going to be coming back, who our guests are going to be, and even what we're going to be covering, that you can check me out on Twitter at both Ancient Anime Pod and at Kamen Rider Furry. Hopefully Twitter survives the holidays so I don't have to do any kind of amendum or emergency evacuation to another platform. Things have been a little bit rocky on that platform, but that's where I'm most active. I also do have an Instagram as a backup, which has the same handles, both at Kamen Rider Furry and at Ancient Anime Pod. So please, please, please follow me there if you want to know when we're going to be coming back and what we're going to be covering. I've got a lot of fun ideas. I've got a lot of follow-ups to things that happened both in Season 1 and the first half of Season 2. And this just, it's going to be a really, really fun second half of this season. And I want to reiterate that Season 2 is not done. We've got a lot more planned and a lot more fun stuff coming your way. And I hope that I see everybody back here back in February of 2023. Have a good new year. Have a good whatever holiday you celebrate, because they're all valid and they're all welcome. Thank you so, so much, and have a great one. Bye-bye.